This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me.
Mike Norris.
Yeah. You
accomplished director, actor. Progeny of the great and mighty King Norris will be joining us in studio. I'm a little bit wound up. Okay, only one cup of coffee so far today, but I am wound up right now. I am wound up. I am angry. I get upset. But at the same time, I get happy when I'm fighting tyranny. So thank you for putting up with me. I'm going to control myself now. I'll be totally exhausted by this evening if I continue to bounce all over the walls here. But that's what's happening. Dems propose civil rights for illegals. ISIS to enter the U.S. Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com. Senator Sessions has released the plan that they're planning to put through Congress. Any alien denied entry could file suit to demand entry and claims damages. That's for the lawyers to make money, too. For lost employment, lost welfare benefits, lost income. And they want to let ISIS in. We'll break this down coming up later in the hour. But Alex Newman, again, you had the fortune or misfortune of joining me today in the last hour when I was in particular piranha mode. You're right, though. This is the battle. The enemy's inside the gates. It's actually the animating contest of liberty. What can we do to expose the fact that the entire West is being usurped into an anti-human eugenics world government as we speak?
I think one of the best things that people can do is, first of all, educate themselves and then spread the word. You know, share Alex Jones' program through your Twitter, through your Facebook, with your friends. Share the New Americans articles. Get the information out there so that people realize. Because what I've found, and we've interviewed a number of people who used to be global warming alarmists. We interviewed an engineer who quit his job to get involved in stopping global warming until he realized it was all a fraud. So the facts are compelling. The truth stands on its own. Yes, the globalists have billions, trillions of dollars. Yes, they control all the big media. And, you know, they're the rock stars here. But, you know, the truth stands on its own. We don't need the billions of dollars. We need the facts. We need the truth. And with those two weapons, we can stop this scam. And once the American people are sufficiently educated, we can work with our elected officials. And, you know, Congress could very easily stop this. Every Republican in Congress ran on a platform of stopping Obama. Now you have an opportunity to stop Obama. When you pass the budget, say, not one penny of this budget is going to climate negotiations. Not one penny of this budget is going to the cap and trade that you couldn't even get through the Democrat-controlled Congress. Not one penny of this money is going for the gun grab. Not one penny of this money is going for any of Obama's agenda. So Republicans who say, oh, we can't do anything, we need to win the White House, they're not telling the truth. They control the power of the purse. So if we get educated, if we educate our communities, if we educate our lawmakers, we can stop this, and we can do it without a lot of work and without a lot of problems. If we let it continue, if we let it go on until we lose the means of resisting, you know, at that point, then maybe it's time to start panicking. But for now, we still have all the opportunities all in the world to put a stop to this. We have all the necessary tools to resist this, and we need to get busy.
Don't squeeze, only tickle.
The American people are the ones who can do it. Right. There goes Schwarzenegger again, right? And there's a whole bunch of nutty American officials here. You have the EPA chief here who's the one in charge of implementing all of Obama's
Well, I mean, I didn't want to go off on Schwarzenegger. I mean, I love some of his earlier movies like Running Man and Predator, and Conan the Barbarian is just amazingly, not Conan the Destroyer, that's comedy, but Conan the Barbarian is amazing. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger as an actor, quite frankly, but as a person, he's an oppressive, evil. He makes Lance Armstrong look like a humanitarian. I mean, the stuff he's been involved in, the arrogance, just I hate him. He's just the antithesis of Americana, and I literally just want him out of my life. I mean, he literally is perching on me with mutualization, trying to take over all the major cities and put us under carbon tax one way or the other. I mean, I'm sure, as you know, Alex, he quarterbacks that whole operation.
Yep, and, you know, he's a good representative for the type of people who are here at this UN summit. They're, you know, at least at the upper levels, they're all totalitarian, they're all incredible hypocrites, and they all want to, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, control your life. And so people need to understand.
He says he admires Hitler. Listen, Alex, thank you so much. Great job. Folks can read your reports without all my screaming, but we need some screaming, too, at the New American Magazine, newamerican.com. Thank you so much, brother. We'll be talking to you again soon after you get back from Paris.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Mike Norris is coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Intro, buddy. You got it. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Some amazing guitar coming up here in just a moment. Right here. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. Mike Norris, accomplished filmmaker. Here it is. Coming up. Documentary filmmaker, TV maker, actor. Guitar right there. And of course, the first four. Chuck Norris. It doesn't get any better than that. And we are very flattered. Chuck Norris, of course, has been on the show a few times. I know he is a listener. And, of course, a nice photo you sent us. You down there at the ranch with him with the InfoWars.com shirt. Before we get into Armageddon, premiere this trailer, talk about all the censorship and things that it has basically gone through. What about the idea of drafting Chuck Norris 2016, I think he would be even way more invincible and measured in what he said than somebody like even Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump. He's been on. He obviously is the big Republican leader. Or what about a Chuck Norris, Donald Trump kick? I mean, I know your dad is known for being super incredibly humble. Whenever I see him at Republican events over time, he doesn't like people really complimenting him. But, I mean, come on. We need somebody who's been a filmmaker, an entrepreneur, you know, world champion, you know, in karate, in his own right, from Texas or from Oklahoma, you know, who's been in the military the whole nine yards, versus these lawyers. And Ted Cruz is a lawyer. I like him. But I like Rand Paul because he's an optometrist or whatever. You know, Trump is a self-made billionaire. I really am just sick of these inside the beltway people that are smoking their own dope. But Mike Norris, before we get into Amerigeddon, all things Chuck Norris, you always tell me some cool stuff behind the scenes baseball, and we're going to work to get your dad on soon. But he's really kind of been chilling out writing for WorldNet Daily, and he deserves that. But, wow, I mean, America needs Chuck Norris.
How great would that be to have my dad as the president of the United States? I mean, it's been great to kind of witness his evolution into the film industry. But, wow, president would be great. I'm in. I'd love to go to the White House to see him there.
How long was he the top grossing action figure ever? I mean, wasn't it like a decade he was the top grossing of all time?
Yeah, every 4 months he'd have a new film come out, number one in the box office, and it was great. That was, you know, the 80s and 90s, and then he started on Walker, Texas Ranger, and that just kind of took it to a whole nother level.
You know, they can say they can have Chimera clones now. We could dig up John Wayne, and then your dad could donate some stem cells, and we could create a John Wayne Chuck Norris creature.
I'm in. Let's throw a little Alex Jones in there, too.
No. We'll throw Donald Trump's hair in genetically. The creature will have Donald Trump's hair.
I like his hair. What's wrong with it?
I hear you. We'll mix in some Elvis.
Ooh.
We'll dig up George Washington, mix in some of that.
Little Ronald Reagan?
Sure. We won't be mixing any Schwarzenegger in.
Or Clinton.
Ooh,
no.
Hillary, though, so beautiful.
Sorry. Just spit up a little bit.
But no, I mean, could your dad be convinced? I mean, I know people brought it up to him. What would his reservations be? I mean, give any to running for president.
You know, I think the idea of it is really cool, but, you know, he's so much into his foundation, his Kickstart Foundation.
Helping kids.
He's starting a new water company, Seaforce Water. So he's busy right now, but he's very in tune with what's happening in the world. He's very in tune with the media, knowing full well the mainstream media is a lie. And I think that's important because we need people like you and my father to let people know Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, it's all a lie. And if you really want to get news, where do we go? We go to Alex. We go to Drudge. We go to Breitbart. That's where we got to go now to get our information. So,
is it surprising to you that it came out, FBI agents and others have said they were blocked from investigating this couple and that mosque and actually had the Civil Rights Commission from the White House sent down to stop them?
Ridiculous.
And then now it came out confirmed that the White House ordered the FBI to say this wasn't terrorism.
I watched it kind of unfold. Interestingly enough, the day Donald was on your show, I'm fixated on watching Donald Trump on your show. And then 2 hours later, this thing happens. I'm watching it unfold, and slowly but surely, I'd watch Fox, I'd watch CNN, but everything from Fox, they'd say, his name was a Muslim name, and then 2 hours later, CNN would have to, they were Muslims. It was pathetic.
But it wasn't terror.
No, oh gosh, no, it wasn't terror. Not at all.
So, I mean, vest, bombs, going to Pakistan, and it turns out the government knew, ordered the FBI to stand down. That's
to me, how about them letting the media in the apartment 2 days later? Cameras inside the apartment? That's a crime.
The bed hadn't even been turned.
No.
The walls hadn't been torn out. Normally, in a real attack like this, if they didn't want to get rid of the crime scene, it'd be closed for months.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I need Gary here for this. I mean, this now.
Let's talk about the guy that. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into the film. Let's talk about Amerigeddon. We're going to be playing the trailer coming up at the bottom of the hour. The trailer is now at Infowars.com. And let's talk about people like Gary taking action to make this film.
You know, Gary and Diane Haven to me are amazing people. Here's a guy that has created a successful company, a successful business. has all the money in the world, could do whatever he wants. And what he has decided to do is he's going to stand up, he's going to put his money up, and he's going to create content, create films that is to expose the elites of the world.
This is just the beginning. You're ready to announce this.
This is it.
All right, well, go ahead and tell folks about it. We're launching the Facebook for the first time, the website, the trailer, AmerageddonTheMovie.com, links at InfoWars.com, Facebook, Twitter. Will this film save the world by itself? No. Will this show do it by itself? No. Will Mike Norris by himself? No. Or Chuck Norris at WorldNet Daily? No. But all of us together, standing up to the New World Order, standing up to what's happening, the truth will expose what they're doing. And so it's very important that you make this film a hit. It's very entertaining, but very informative. It's very important that when it comes out in theaters, you see it. When it's on demand, you watch it. That when it then hits DVD, Blu-ray, you get it. Because we're building on alternative media, and when you come, that's actually what helps us build it bigger. It's kind of like Field of Dreams. Build it, they will come. Build something, they will come. But then you start supporting, it gets bigger and bigger. And that's what the system is afraid of. We got those documents from the Clinton Foundation 20 years ago saying we got to shut down this internet. What happens if Christians and libertarians and conservatives use it? That'll be it for us. So the talking point was call them conspiracy theorists. Call them racist. Sick the IRS on them. And 20 years later, what do we see them doing?
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Getting back to the film, your dad warned you too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And he warned me again after he saw the film. He goes, just so you know, you are now on the list. What list? The hit list. And you know what? I wear that badge with honor. Because if I'm doing
something... And he was saying that good. I mean, the good way to you.
In a good way. Hey, I don't want to die for this movie.
And I'm not putting words in your mouth. He told me at the time, he said he was proud of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He loved the movie. We have his full support on the film. So that's a huge blessing to us. But today is a big day. I mean, this is a movie we've been working on for a year and a half. It's a concept of Gary Havens, who I wish he could be here right now, but he is taking care of business somewhere in the world. I don't know. I'll find out next week when I see him. But this was his brain.
He's like a James Bond character himself.
He really is. He is so fascinating, so knowledgeable. And it's kind of like talking to you. You just kind of get sucked in.
Oh, you're too nice.
No, but
he's more interesting than I am.
And he's so knowledgeable, and he's so passionate. And like I said, here's a guy that could have done whatever he wants. He could go to his island. He could go to Australia. He's got property everywhere, very well set up. But this is what he decided. This is important to him. He wants to expose the corruption, the demonic elite that is really...
I know, having dinner with him and breakfast and stuff with his wife, they are really focused. They're really serious.
Very, very serious. And
he's helped inform Governor Abbott and stuff?
Absolutely. He has sat down with...
all of them, basically.
Pretty much all of them. And, those are his
inside baseball.
That I wasn't part of, so I don't know exactly what was.
Well, he was telling me that a lot of people are awake now.
Yeah.
Which I pick up on as well, talking to folks.
Yeah, slowly but surely. And that's why this film, Amerageddon, is so important because, we get our information in different ways. I enjoy your show every day. I enjoy movies I enjoy a lot of movies. Now, one thing that's interesting is Hollywood puts out these kind of movies, but what they do is they disguise it in animation, and they just kind of hit the fringe of what's really happening. It's almost like they're wanting us to...
That's a question I had for you. 10 years ago, you'd see no anti-New World Order stuff. Now, Superman, Captain America, so many of these plots are false flags, corrupt groups. Folks say it's like my show. What do you think that's about?
No, I think you're 100% right. I think what they're trying to do is dumb us down, desensitize us to what's really happening. So when it does take place, it's like, okay, well, it's here. We kind of saw it coming. Well, I don't buy that.
They're taking the edge off.
They're taking the edge off. And a lot of people are buying it. What we're doing with Amerageddon is we've just ripped off all the shiny, pretty stuff that they put in their films, and we just tell the truth. We call out who we need to call out, and we tell a story within the confines of what's going on in the world.
Skip the break. Sorry.
It, really what it's about is us taking our freedom back from the government. That's what we need to do. The government is running our lives. We're taking our freedom back.
And ideas are bulletproof. This is revolutionary. I've seen, no exaggeration, since I've been on air 20-something years, more than 30 or 40 made-for-TV shows, other films, where it's always a radio host in a bunker leading a revolution against the government, blowing up schools full of children, and in a lot of the shows, he's even named Alex. Or it'll say, from Texas, Alex Johnson, and they'll barely, and then I'm killing everyone, and then all the, and that's just them attacking me and others. They've got shows where Green Lantern fights guys with tri-corner hats that want to put poison in the New York Bay. I mean, they just everywhere are demonizing patriots and going after us. So you're basically countering them, but not with hidden propaganda. You're just putting it right out there against them.
Right out in your face. It is, like Gary likes to say, this is a true story that hasn't happened yet. But it will. But it will.
Well, look at Europe. They've used the radical Islamic invasion they brought in, they advertised, to declare civil emergency and draconian martial law laws in Germany and France, where they ban demonstrations of nationalist groups, but then let the socialists run around on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. It was in full display of what was going on with the military in the streets and locking down the streets, martial law. It is coming. It's just a matter of time.
Then they misrepresent. We come out and say, hey, here's this Jade Helm, Army.mil. They say it's, you know, practicing to take over hostile areas. We don't believe this is an imminent takeover, but it's more conditioning of our troops to accept this. They spin it. Alex Jones hates the military, says they're coming to Texas this summer to kill everybody and take their guns. And then, since they put that out, people don't trust the government. They get scared from what hundreds of newspapers and TV stations said. They get scared by the media saying that and believe it's happening, yep, because my name's attached to it. And then they come out and say, see, it didn't happen. Alex Jones was a liar. And when I'm not talking about myself here, folks, you just need to know these are the tricks they engage in.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% there. It's crazy the rabbit hole they're trying to push us down. And I'm done. I was always kind of a quiet, I didn't want to jump off the cliff 100%. I wanted to hold back a little bit. I had my views. I believe everything you're talking about. But I was just holding back. And it's not until now where we really need to make that choice. Are we in or are we out? Because you can't play in the middle. If you get played in the middle, you're dead.
Never truer words have been spoken than what you just said, Mike Norris. I always think about the fact I've got to intensify what I'm doing, work even harder, or I got to completely quit. I can't just back off halfway or back off 80% and then it's a choice. I mean, I could take my children fishing and hunting more. I could be in better shape, though I'm trying to get back in better shape. But I've just made the choice. I'm all in. I'm 100% committed. That's it. I'm done. I couldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And that's why it's so important on this film that we get the support, that we get the people to go to the Amerigeddon Facebook page, the Amerigeddon the film website, to really support us, because this is it. We are going full in to create content that is going to expose what is happening behind the scenes. And there is a demonic elite. And I really believe it's a spiritual warfare. Behind it all, there is a spiritual warfare going on that is dictating what's happening.
I want to talk more about that right now and then come back and play the trailer. We just skipped this network break. You're just announcing the trailer today. You're just launching it. The Facebook just got launched minutes ago, 300-something likes. I want to put up the top of our main Facebook that has 1 million followers and the others that have several million as well. Twitter. Everywhere. But I want to ask listeners, you have the real power.
Yeah.
When I get up here and push something, yeah, it reaches a few million people. If you don't decide to take action and carry that ball, it does nothing. I want to see 5 million views, 10 million views conservatively by next week on the Amerigeddon trailer. I want to see a couple hundred thousand likes per minimum on the Amerigeddon Facebook and on the website, because, again, this is about creating patriot anti-globalist markets for this type of material. And if this is even moderately successful, then they're going to commit to a flotilla of not just these films, but other films. I mean, we've been talking behind the scenes, a lot of stuff. This is about leaving Hollywood, leaving the censorship, and really putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, it's hard to have jets and helicopters and full. I mean, how big was this budget?
Millions and millions of dollars.
We're not going to say.
Mr. Haven was very generous, but he was very smart. And so we had some guidelines, but I had everything I needed to make this film.
Well, I mean, I've been on some pretty big films and as a consultant, but also in them, you know, fell into some Linklater films he invited me to be in. And this was bigger crews and budgets. And I mean, it was pretty professional.
Yeah, we had a great time, a great crew. You know, and it's interesting because a lot of the people that just came on to work on the film are getting really skittish right now. I've had phone calls. Could you change my name in the credits?
By the way, because you guys got a bunch of big actors and actresses, tell folks.
Yeah, we've got Dina Meyer, Anna Lynn McCord. We have got the awesome Marshall Teague. Marshall Teague, to me, is one of the most brilliant actors. We've got this guy, he played a great part. Alex Jones.
Not about me.
The movie. but what was awesome about that was we go, can you play something different? We want you to play the bad guy. We want you to be the enemy. And you pulled it off with mastery.
Oh, you're nice. It was it was certainly fun, and I just would love to do it again. Now, let's get into the demonic nature of all of this with Mike Norris, the film, Amerigeddon, the movie.com. Folks, put it on your Facebook, on your Twitter.
Please.
Send it out to your friends and family. These guys have really committed to do this, and you don't want to get a lot into it on the air because it sounds like whining or complaining. It's a badge of courage. Before we get into the demonic stuff, which we'll do after the break, talk about the censorship. I mean, people don't know that Homeland Security visited a major TV network that I was doing a show with and actually threatened them, and I'm not allowed to say what else happened, and it really makes me mad, but I was told in confidence, so I can't tell you. But it was bad.
Yep.
And then, I mean, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes to shut stuff down. I've been thrown off XM, thrown off a bunch of affiliates. The stations get threatened, people coming off for money. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars just for a few months just to get me off. I mean, there is a real move in this country. So understand, that's why I have kinship with Donald Trump. I know what it's like, not at his level, to be surrounded by wolves, shoving their knives in you. You're in the arena, and all these people are up there in the stands saying how he should do this, how he should do that. It doesn't matter. He's in the arena. It makes me respect him. You are in the arena. It's like your dad commended you for getting in it, but warned you. You're in the arena. Can you tell folks? I mean, you're not just saying, oh, this is being censored. Oh, they don't want it out. Oh, they won't distribute it. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, Mike Judge told me, and everything he's done has been a hit. He's made billions of dollars. He told me, I'm allowed to say it. When Fox saw Idiocracy, they said this would be a hit. And by the way, they had a contract to make him make three movies. He was busy, didn't want to do it. They said, we're not even going to list this or show this in theaters. Remember, it had all this hype, everybody wanted to see it. It's a huge hit in DVDs, made hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, they killed it because it showed how the public was being dumbed down and wasn't a message they wanted. That's how controlled it is. So I'm kind of ranting about it. I have hundreds of these stories. Folks don't understand that Mike Judge came on the show, gave his only political interview ever, and he said, I hope I don't get audited by the IRS for saying this. But they basically tell people in Hollywood, you keep your mouth shut or you'll never work again. And it doesn't matter if you've made $3 billion like Mike Judge. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. We ran into that. In Hollywood, sent out the screeners. Everybody goes, ooh, really good film. Not one person would touch it, even though every one of them said, this thing is going to get a lot of support. Not one studio would touch it. So Gary said, you know what? Forget it. We'll do it ourselves. And so that's why we're going to open this film March 2nd in theaters in Texas on Texas Independence Day. And it's just so important that it's us, it's me, it's you that come out and support this film. I cannot emphasize that enough, that all of us rally together, we become an army of one, and we support this film. And other films that will come out like it, very important. We're on an island. We're fighting a war. We are fighting a war. So we got to stick together, everyone.
Absolutely. And look, you've got all these big TV shows, movies. You're not doing this for money. I remember we talked behind the scenes. You've got more work than you could ever deal with all the TV shows you produce, not just Walker, the rest of it. I mean, you knew you would get further blackballed for doing this, but it was almost just the challenge to do it. Now you've done it, and it's better than I thought it'd be with the budget. I mean, some parts of it look like beyond The Godfather, they're so good. Other parts, you know, are fun, but better than TV. I mean, that's my real review of it, but yeah. The content is 5-star. I mean, I'm really honored to be involved in this.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was, you know, Gary just put in so much time and effort into every word that is in this film. We speak on the Second Amendment. We speak on the government coming to take our weapons.
You lay out the whole blueprint.
Everything. Before this all started, I was in the dark, and I'm thinking, what on earth is Gary thinking here? But the more I research it, then that's when I start figuring out, holy crap.
Well, that's what you said at first. You were kind of ambivalent, and by the time you were making it, you liked it. Now you love it.
Love it. I'm in. I'm sold.
High five, baby. Ha-ha. When we come back with Mike Norris, there it is, the firstborn progeny of the great King Norris in front of us. I know your dad's probably listening and getting mad at me being goofy. That's what I do, though. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to play the trailer and get into other world news with Mike Norris, the film, Armageddon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with a message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The reason I'm here today is to encourage the U.S. Congress to take action to protect our country from its most imminent threat. Electricity would cease, the internet would go down, and the banking system.
The smokescreen of national security used by government at every level.
Strong America is the only thing standing in the way. Country only needs a little chaos.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
Hello, Mr. President. Now is the time.
average American family only has 3 days of food.
We need to talk face-to-face. This is important.
Sir, what's the mission?
Disarm the population and restore order.
Do you have any weapons inside your home or on your person?
You had to give the president power to arrest any American by simply accusing them of terrorism.
The vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. These are but the birth pangs of a new world order.
I'm just so afraid of the world that you're going to have to grow up in.
This is a time, man, woman, young or old, when folks run and hide. Or they pull up their bootstraps and they fight.
When you sell your soul, it's a one-time thing. There's no going back.
Armageddon, and it hits theaters coming up on March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, and we need to get around this Hollywood blockade. If it sells out the first few days in the theaters where it opens in Texas, that will then break the blockade, just like we did with America 2016 and the rest of it. And again, I wasn't making money off America 2016, but I helped promote it, helped push it, just as you did, to make sure it got around the censors and had a big effect. They, of course, arrested Dinesh D'Souza. Then we talk about the censorship and the stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
They basically told him, we're doing this because of your film and the next film that was coming out. They want to intimidate people. They want to shut people down. They sent him for psychological, psychiatric evaluation for 9 months after he was in prison over campaign issues. And even the psychiatrist laughed and said, this is all political persecution. So the good news is there's good people throughout the system that know this is a fraud, but they don't want you to see Armageddon. They don't want to harden the EMP shield. They don't want to have this country be strong. So I want everybody to go to Armageddon there on Facebook. We're going to send the link out. We're going to send out the trailer to everybody. We're going to put it on Facebook, Twitter. It is very, very important that this film trailer go viral because it's about alternative media, alternative culture. Armageddon exclusive release, powerful film exposes globalist takeover plan. And we're going to retweet it over the weekend. Film exposes military training to confiscate guns. You can even put, Norris directs film exposing plan to confiscate guns. I know your dad's going to help out with WorldNet Daily and so much more. Again, to push a whole new genre, just like your dad did from the grassroots. I mean, explain that. Your dad with his films, grassroots to dominate Hollywood for over a decade. Unprecedented what your dad did. You guys are getting ready to do it again with this.
Yeah, no, we're going to do the same thing he did back in the late 70s, early 80s. He'd make a movie, he'd take it to a theater called Four Walling, rent the theater, and have people come in and see it. And that's pretty much, I think, what the same thing we're going to do with this in Texas. I just think it's, I like it that I'm a Texan. I live in the greatest state we have in America. I believe Texas is the greatest state we have. It's the greatest country within America, I think. And, that's where
I used to always hear that growing up and rolled my eyes. You don't listen to your parents and grandparents, but after I've been here and seen the difference in what old Texas was, absolutely, it's great people.
Yeah, and I'm from Los Angeles. I was born and raised in L.A. By the grace of God, I got out of there. I'm a full-blood Texan.
But you were partially raised by Steve McQueen, so.
He did. He taught me how to ride a motorcycle.
Few things Trump been from Texas.
But. Yeah, no. Hey,
but your daddy's from Oklahoma, which used to be part of Texas.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were part of Mexico.
You were that, too. Have you seen the original Texas territory? Let's put it up on screen. Yeah, it was big. It went all the way up to Colorado.
We don't learn that in school in California. We just learn about earthquakes.
Now, folks, show them original Texas map. Yeah, it was almost as big as a Louisiana Purchase.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but keep going, sorry.
Yeah, but no, and that's what's really exciting. Oh, look at
part of Oklahoma.
Yeah, sure is. Wow, learn something every day.
Sorry, go ahead.
But that's what's really exciting is if we've got a starting point. We appreciate you guys so much at InfoWars, just how you've supported us, how you were.
David Knight's in the trailer.
David Knight did an amazing job in the opening. It's a little opening we've got to just kind of give an overview
narration of
where we are in the world today. And that's where our story picks up with you and Gary going head to head.
I wonder if we'll see David Knight in future films.
Very possible.
And the door sidekick, Chuck Norris comes through.
But our goal ultimately is have this successful enough that the networks, that the TV networks can't deny us doing a television series called The Armageddon Diaries.
Oh, dropping more bombshells on folks.
But if people watch it. They have to show it. They have to show it.
And you've done that a lot with TV shows, over and over again.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's not just Walker, Texas Ranger. You yourself have rolled out a bunch of big TV shows.
Yeah, I've worked on, my brother was the stunt coordinator, second unit director on Chase, Prison Break. So I was able to go work on these shows, work on great films, Rush Hour films. So I've done a lot of stuff. The thing is, once I did Armageddon, that's it. I am now that guy doing those movies. And I'm all in. I'm all in. I sold my soul to God.
I will tell a story about this just so folks get another example of the censorship, and I could care less. I love it. I knew back when I was on the set of Scanner Darkly consulting for it, but also in it, with a great guy, Rick Linkletter, who's a true liberal / libertarian, classical liberal, not the modern fascist type. But he runs the Austin, Texas Film Societies and stuff like that. And Robert Rodriguez was out there at the old airport where they had a whole shooting facility. That was first when they opened that at the old airport. And some of my films have been given by one of the stunt directors to Rodriguez's wife at the time. And she liked the films, but I basically was told, well, but Rodriguez doesn't like you, blah, 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 and all this stuff, because he wants a La Reconquista and all the rest of it. So he's kind of, in my view, in my opinion, like a white racist, which is a Hispanic racist. And he's shown that with some of the stuff he's done. But, regardless, I'm against all folks being based on race stuff. And I'm sure he's a very talented director, so I'm not attacking him. Then I was given the script of Machete, and I just said, here's this script. It's incredibly race-baiting. My gosh, I knew it was being partially funded through the Democrats and others. So I later confirmed from inside sources that he's met with Obama, with his channel, TV channel he's launched. It's meant for this whole, a clash of civilizations garbage. George Soros funding Black Lives Matter. So I'm for reforming the police problems, but I'm not for just overthrowing the government and, having some communist takeover, which your film kind of covers. Well, it doesn't kind of cover it. It does. And then Rodriguez comes out in the Austin American Statesman and in Variety and says, Alex Jones is a liar. That is not the script. Well, I knew it was. It was directly from high-level folks inside.
Yeah.
Then the film came out, and it was word for word. It was the script. And Perry already wanted to cut some of the film incentives in Texas because they were being selectively given. They wouldn't give them to conservative groups, libertarian groups. They wouldn't give them to a group that was making a film about Waco that was even a liberal group that was against it. And so I said, it's wrong to not give the film incentives to everybody. You're making a film, whether it goes to DVD, whatever, it says in the law, you get the tax incentive. I want no taxes on film. I want to be the new Hollywood. That's what I said. They spun that whole thing. Perry then basically used it to blame me, and I'm not attacking Perry, but it happened, that's why they removed film incentives in Texas. And then Rodriguez, with the entire business associations in Austin, as if it hurt me, we can't get somebody from Austin to change a light bulb in here. Well, that was better. We were going to have locals build our set. We just hired the folks that built the Fox News studios out of New York. Oh, you hurt us so bad. We just hired folks from outside. I mean, big deal, great. But then we hired folks out of Dallas. But I've had people as far away as Dallas working here, and they go, I just got a call from Rodriguez. I'll never work again if I work with you. And that's how Hollywood works. Explain that to people.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it is. People do get blackballed out of Hollywood.
But I mean, down to the point where I can't even get crew in here.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get it there. And you know what? They've got their hands inside the unions and everything.
Well, it shows how they're thugs trying to run what we do. I'm not in Hollywood. I've got a media operation.
Yeah, and that's just like us. We make movies. It's tough. And I don't know what's going on down in Austin with Rodriguez, but.
I'm not trying to get you into that. I'm just showing you inside baseball that I've experienced.
Yeah.
Talk about the type of stuff Hollywood does, the spiritual darkness you've talked about, why you say it's a satanic conspiracy. Because I agree, at the end of the day, these people do stuff in power that isn't even good for them and their families or their bottom line, but they have a mission. They're bound together by that mystery of evil.
Yeah. I think the world, the whole world and the elites are demonic. I really do. I believe they have sold their soul to the devil for power, for money, and they want chaos. They need chaos to take over. It says in the movie, all America needs is a little chaos for us to take over.
And it shows the UN and globalists. He's a Soros character.
Yep.
Admittedly, creating the destabilization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's happening. It's all happening right in front of us right now. All you got to do is turn on the TV And I'm done. I'm done turning on the TV because all they're telling me is lies. So this is where I'm getting my information. I'm getting my information from you, from Drudge. That's where we need to get, people really need to go out and start studying.
Well, I got to say, Breitbart was always really good, but they just do break a lot of hardcore news. So does Daily Caller.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really exposing. So is InfoWars. But people say, man, why do you promote your competition? It's not competition. No. I mean, we're going to lose everything if we don't turn this around, folks.
No, you're 100% right. And we're losing right now. But we will win. We are going to win this.
World Net Daily is excellent.
Yeah, World Net Daily, yeah. But we're going to win. It's going to, and, man, what people got to understand, this isn't a joke. This is going to be horrible.
The Supreme Court Justice, I can't name him, came to Drudge and said, they're going to start trying to shut the media down next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be horrible. And once they start trying to really take away our guns, that's when it's really going to fall apart. I'm not giving up mine.
And they know that will trigger the Civil War, which is the ultimate false flag. Because if they've war-gamed it and know it'll start a war, it's unconstitutional, it'll cause higher crime, it's evil, and they go ahead and do it, just like to destabilize Syria or Ukraine, are the elites really going to let George Soros and Hillary Clinton and others and Obama really try to run that here? I mean, are you people, and look, we have General Flynn, all these other top generals coming out saying, our government runs Al-Qaeda and ISIS, it's wrong, it was willful, it's evil, it needs to be investigated. That is almost Valkyrie-level World War II, the German military going after Hitler. Yeah. That's 1 inch away from that next move.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine a Chuck Norris movie with a $100 million budget with him as a colonel leading a command group, kicking a UN takeover army basically out of D.C. or something. That would be the movie.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would actually...
But it really goes back. We are all in a fight. And we're on our side. We're the good guys here. And your listeners and your viewers are the good guys.
I agree. Them. It's an epic fight. Who was the famous gray-haired guy that played in Westerns and other combat movies? The gray-haired guy that's like the commander in Delta Force and your dad's... pull up IMDb, Delta Force. Delta Force 1, Chuck Norris. The point is, your dad... Lee Marvin. Your dad could now... He didn't look as old as Lee Marvin did, but... Your dad has got to now play the Lee Marvin character in movies like this. Like, bring back Snake Plissken. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Chuck Norris, Lee Marvin, Delta Force.
Yeah. I was with my dad at Thanksgiving, and I got to tell you, he looks great. I mean, he's in.
Look at that commie voting, 5.5. It deserves 10 stars.
That's Hollywood.
I think I'm going to buy Delta Force.
That's good.
Man, that's a good movie.
Yeah. After my dad did...
I love Road Warrior style films.
Yeah. After my dad did the first two Delta Forces, the film company, Canon, wanted to do... there's a little more life in this. Let's go do it. So I got a phone call. Well, we want to make these Delta Force movies, but we don't want to spend that kind of money. So in comes Mike Norris to do Delta Force 3 and 4.
That's right.
So it was great. I had a great time.
Let's pull that up. Let's pull up Mike Norris, Delta Force 3 and 4. Let's see you then. By the way, not only were you good buddies and your dad, of course, with... Steve McQueen, who I guess introduced your dad into movies, and the rest was history. But your dad was the real deal. I mean, I remember talking to Joe Rogan, you know, who's an accomplished UFC guy, won some national stuff in Taekwondo as well. Yeah, and I was like, well, who's your idol? And he goes, well, I like Chuck Norris. And this is like, met him like 16, 17 years ago here in Austin. We've been good friends since then. And I said, why? And he goes, well, he's like the American deal. He goes, he won all those championships for real against guys a lot bigger. That was all real. He could continue to win over and over again. And he goes, man, you get hurt doing that just a couple times because, you know, that was contact sport. Obviously, you know all about it. And the fact that then he could go on and start his own Hollywood thing from the grassroots. Mm-hmm. I mean, your dad was a Mavericks maverick with the stuff he's done, and he's still a Mavericks maverick with what he's going to do in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a blessing to really have a father that – first off, he loved us.
Well, I forgot. Joe just interrupted. I'm so horrible. Yeah. I forgot. Joe said he thought your dad would have been a UFC champion if he'd have been, you know, at that age now when that was going on. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I could have been. My dad was smarter than any other fighter out there. He was not the most physical. He was not the fastest, meanest anything, but he was the smartest. And if he ever did get beat, it only happened once because he would learn his lesson, come back, and beat that opponent.
Sure, but you said your dad loved you interrupted.
Yeah. No, you know what? My dad, in our, you know, during high school, he wouldn't make movies during football season. He'd come to every football game, every Friday night light. So he scheduled his life around his kids. And I hope he still sees it like that, because he's got two younger kids now with Gina, and they're 14, 15 years old. And it's important that my dad knows that this isn't his second chance. He did great the first time, and he's going to do great again with his new kids. But it was so special to be able to, you know, see him kind of his fame get a little higher, and then he'd still show up at all the football games. I'd run up and give him a kiss after every game, and him and my mother. So it was all very normal. It was all very normal.
Chuck Norris is pure Americana.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He 100%.
Well, it's amazing. The film is Amerigeddon. You guys are 100% Americana. I just want to congratulate you and Gary Haven and everybody else, because this is better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is good.
And I
got a chance to see the film last week.
Yeah, I hope we can come back down before the film opens in March to bring Gary down here. Like I said, Gary, the man of mystery, is off doing something mysterious, but he is very passionate, very well read on everything going on, and where I'm always trying to play catch up with him. So I'm excited. I just really encourage everybody to go to the Amerigeddon Facebook page, Amerigeddon the film website.
You know what's weird? You just launched it today. It was like 100, 500, 800. It just went back down to 400. I've never seen Facebook do that. The likes just went down on it. I wonder if they're jacking with that. I mean, it certainly censors sometimes, so it's going up and down. We need this to have hundreds of thousands by next week. I know the trailer will, exclusively at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. See the trailer. And there's another trailer coming out that yours truly, Pumpkinhead, is in. So great job, Mike. Come back. I got a few other questions for you. And then we're going to hand the baton to David Knight, who is actually in the trailer promoting the film. It's kind of like the narrator. Just like in Blade Runner, they've got the old cop talking about, well, what was happening at that time.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Speaking of Mission Impossible, we're in 5 minutes of the next hour. They're handing the baton to David Knight. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be hosting the Sunday transmission live. And then right into next week, right into 2016. This is not a setup. I said, hey, we're going to come back to this segment, do 5 more minutes of the next hour in that no man's land, and then hand it over to David Knight. I said, I'm going to do about a 60-second plug here in a minute for products, free shipping up until December. And you went, oh, yeah. Let me tell you how much weight I lost. So just repeat for folks. This is not a setup.
No.
Please, because I know I gave you a bunch of this a year ago. Please repeat for the audience out there what Supermail and other products did for you, Mike Norris.
Well, you know what? I have lost 50 pounds using these supplements from Alex and InfoWars.
But you were never fat. I don't know what happened to you.
I was 232 when we did the film. I was 232 pounds. I was a horrible mess.
Well, you're in fighting weight right now. But really? You really the product?
Yeah, absolutely. You gave me a whole box of these. Hey, male vitality? Where's my camera? Get it. Brain? The brain? Right there. I'm telling you, everybody, this stuff is amazing. I use it. I've lost 50 pounds. I feel great. I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. This is not a joke. Please support this. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, I went to the top chemist.
Yeah.
We have two of the biggest non-GMO laboratories in the country that are like, you know, they make most of the stuff from Whole Foods, you name it. And I said, what would your scientists want to be just over the top if people really wanted to have, you know, half the cost of the bottle be the product?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would do this, we would do that, we would do this, we would do that. And Group makes most of my products as well. That's what kind of, you know, sets up the whole vetting process. And, you know, we'll have a product that's $40 and $20 of it's the product. That's still a big markup. The average markup of supplements 7 times.
Yeah.
They will not put the quality in it. And that's why this stuff, I mean, I want stuff that will knock your socks off.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, InfoWarsLife.com, Supermail isn't a game, though. I know people that, like, think, oh, this is great, and then drink a quarter bottle, and then do not do it, folks. I mean, believe me, it's not a game. InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping until December 18th, 33% off the Essentials Pack. A bunch of other specials as well, InfoWarsLife.com. What did you notice when you started taking the Supermail? Well, it's a family show, I guess.
I feel really good. My wife's very happy. Sorry, honey.
I got a high-powered lawyer who one of his best friends is like a top herbologist, and he just wanted to see if I was full of baloney. I've known him for years. He brought him to me and went, man, this is really great stuff. Oh, Dr. Grip's involved? Well, that's like the best guy.
Well, you know, everybody's now getting testosterone shots, having to take this or that. Right here. One stop.
It's the real deal, and it's from Mother Nature, the good old Lord above. All right, we're going to break here. You've been talking about Trump, and so if you want to repeat any of that on air, I mean, what do you think about Trump? What's Papa think about it?
Okay. My dad loves Trump. There may be some issues with facial expressions. I don't know. look, there's nothing wrong with the American people wanting our leader to make us feel better, make us feel safe. I'm safe. You're safe. Your listeners are, I'm sure, probably pretty safe because they're armed. They're ready. But the average Joe wants a leader that's going to make them feel secure living in this country. It's like Ronald Reagan. It's like Ronald Reagan in 1981. I remember it was the first time I ever got to vote for president. I was in high school, and I voted for Ronald Reagan. I remember this. Jimmy Carter, we had hostages in Iran. And Ronald Reagan says,
the economy was in the toilet.
Everything was horrible. Everything was horrible. And, man, as soon as Reagan got in, our hostages were back. We still have hostages in Iran. Right now, we still have hostages over there. And during this whole dang Iranian thing, that was never addressed. I love Trump.
Well, that's what we need is a national symbol or somebody to tell us that we can be great again and to get past the socialist idea that we're all pathetic, flowered, and pivot. They don't want us to feel great again. Women feel great. Men feel great. Stay there. Another segment with Mike Norris, 70 seconds away in the fourth hour, Infowars.com/show, Amerageddonthemovie.com. If you don't send that link out and watch that video, all I can say is you're helping the globalists. I mean, seriously, folks, we love you.